From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. For a second straight weekend, the U.S. Senate will be in session today. It was the majority Democrats who insisted on working last weekend. This time, it's the Republican minority that wanted to stay in session. NPR's David Wilna has details.
It's the 13th consecutive day the Senate's remained in session, and almost every hour of that has been spent arguing over a Democratic bill overhauling health care. Today's order of business is a departure. Senators are voting on a package of overdue annual spending bills that Republicans insisted on debating. Here's Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We're here, and we're prepared to work. We'd like to get back on the health care bill as rapidly as possible and vote on amendments to the bill. It either is or it isn't important enough for us to be here right before Christmas.
Democrats are awaiting an official cost estimate on a compromise they think will win their health care bill the 60 votes needed to prevail. Sheldon Whitehouse is a Democrat from Rhode Island.
Our stockings are hung by the cloakroom with care in hopes that a health care bill soon will be there.
David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.
The U.S. and Japan have reached a major aviation agreement that eases restrictions on passenger and cargo flights. The so-called Open Skies deal would give airlines more power to determine routes and set prices. It could also lead to alliances between major carriers in the two countries. The deal requires formal approval by both the U.S. and Japan. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says Americans and Japanese consumers and airlines will benefit from more competitive pricing and convenient service. U.S. officials say an al-Qaeda operative killed in a Predator drone attack in western Pakistan this week may have been one of the group's top operations officers. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Two sources familiar with the case tell NPR that they believe the senior al-Qaeda operative killed in a drone attack in Pakistan earlier this week is Saleh al-Samali. Al-Samali is one of al-Qaeda's top propagandists. He rose through the group's ranks and had become an operations planner for them. The sources said that officials are awaiting DNA proof that it was al-Samali who was hit in the attack. Al-Samali is considered one of al-Qaeda's senior leaders. He's thought to be a key contact for jihadists operating in the U.S. and Europe. He has ties to a Somali militia group called al-Shabaab. If the DNA test bears out their suspicions, it would appear the U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan have been very effective. A top Taliban leader was killed by a drone this summer. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
World golf champion Tiger Woods says he's taking an indefinite leave from professional competition. In a statement on his website, Woods admits to infidelity and says he plans to work on being a better husband, father, and person. The world's number one golf player has been at the center of a storm over allegations that he's had several extramarital affairs. This is NPR News. The House of Representatives has approved a sweeping financial reform bill designed to ensure stability in the financial system and prevent crises such as the one that led to the current economic downturn. The bill would give the government the power to dismantle large companies while protecting taxpayers from bearing the losses. The Canadian government says the third quarter of this year was one of the deadliest for Allied forces in Afghanistan since fighting began in 2001. But in its latest quarterly report on the war, Canada cites several areas of progress. From Toronto, Dan Karpinchuk has more.
During the three-month period that ended on September 30th, 223 Allied soldiers were killed across Afghanistan. Canadian officials also note that insurgents have seized the initiative both in the armed conflict and by creating a crisis of confidence among the populace through what they describe as the equally important silent war of fear, intimidation, and persuasion. The report also said that while voter turnout for the Afghan election was down and the results were tainted by fraud, there were more candidates, and for the first time, presidential candidates engaged in political debates on the issues. And the report says there were other signs of progress. The Afghan army assumed more responsibility, executing 80% of the security operations in Kandahar and leading more than 70% of them. Also, more schools were built in the province, and nearly 900,000 children were vaccinated against polio. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The European Union has pledged $10 billion to help developing countries meet goals for reducing carbon emissions by 2020. EU leaders say the money's aimed at mostly poorer nations in the southern hemisphere that are already suffering intensified drought, flooding, and storms. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.